Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, was his uncle eaten by cannibals or not? That's the question today. The Kennedy family comes out and endorses Joe Biden because they know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a real threat to them. And the jury pool has been officially chosen. And the trial against Donald Trump, the disgrace that that is in New York. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me begin, though, with this clip of two of the jurors. I played this earlier, but it's worth playing again. This is a juror who was seated, who told the judge that she's nervous because aspects of her identity have already been out there in public. This is reported by CNN reporter Bryn Gingras. Remember, I read with you yesterday, I think it was Slate, one of the sites had a lot of details about the juror's reading habits and who they're married to and all this other stuff. So this juror wanted to be dismissed because she said she can't be fair and impartial. Cut number six.
What happened this morning, I hear that it involves the oncology nurse who was on the jury as of this morning.
Yeah, and is now dismissed. Like you just said, this is breaking news, Sarah. This oncology nurse, this woman came into the courtroom today and told the judge that she wanted to be dismissed because she was feeling that she wasn't going to be fair and impartial, as the judge, of course, has requested for this monumental trial. And in a discussion with Judge Juan Merchan, she basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family pushed things to my phone, questioning my identity as a juror. That coming from our colleagues inside the courtroom, watching this happen in real time. And essentially, because of that, the judge sort of reminded everyone that this needs to be an anonymous jury, that members of the media and elsewhere really cannot get into very detailed things about descriptions of these people because of this reason. And said basically that, you know, we probably lost a very good juror right there.
But you see, her friends all hated Trump, so that's why she couldn't be impartial, because they're all going to be texting her the whole time going, you're going to find him guilty, right? You're going to find him guilty, right? And if for some reason he's found not guilty, then she's gonna lose all her friends. That's the translation of what just occurred there. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And so an ex-federal prosecutor is actually concerned that the prosecutor, the DA, should have done a better job protecting the identity of the jurors. Wolf Blitzer asked former federal prosecutor and Kush Kardari about the jurors' state of mind here. Cut number 10.
What do you think these jurors, what's going through the minds of these jurors right now? Because we're learning a lot more and more about them.
Yeah. Okay. I have some thoughts about what the jurors' position here. First of all, I imagine it's somewhat surreal, right, to be selected. I am wondering if some of them are a little unhappy with the amount of information that is being made public about them. Now, this is not the fault of the media. I want to be very clear about this. The responsibility to guard all of this very specific information that we're learning resides with the DA's office and with the judge. I'm a little surprised that we are learning all of this, because I do not think this jury is going to remain anonymous necessarily if they keep this up.
You're worried about their safety?
Yeah, I'm worried about their safety. I mean, it's up to them if they want to write a book after all this is said and done, but that's their option. They shouldn't be out of this way. They're not supposed to be out of this way.
Well, they'll be fine. There's a lot of interest in this case, obviously. It's dominating the news, no question about it. And they probably, their identities will be known eventually, no question about it. And you would hope that the jurors would take that into account, because at some point they're going to have to explain their decision. And then at that moment, it's going to be revealed if any of them have real biases. And then at that point, it's grounds for a mistrial. If any of these jurors are playing the DA or playing the defense attorney, and they actually do have an agenda there, which is to find Trump guilty or to find Trump not guilty, as a matter of fact. I mean, if they really go in there with an agenda and that comes out after the trial's over, you know, one of the jurors comes out and says, you know, I knew he was guilty before I got in the room, but I was just happy to be on the jury so that I could find him guilty. That's, you got a mistrial right there. So just keep that in mind. All right. So yesterday, Joe Biden told the story about his uncle possibly being eaten to death by cannibals. And we had some fun with that yesterday on the show, because my hope is for a cannibal summit where you could bring in the uncle of the guy who ate Biden's uncle, and that guy and Joe Biden can be together. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy whose uncle ate Joe Biden's uncle, and those two could forge a friendship and partnership and unite the world. The cannibal heir, the heir to the cannibal who ate his uncle. But it turns out the whole story may not be exactly true. Here's what Biden said yesterday. Take a listen.
Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Bosey, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane.
Okay, so that's what he said, and we thought, all right, well, you know, if he was eaten to death by cannibals, maybe there's a cookbook. Well, the White House was asked about that today, and it turns out he probably wasn't eaten to death by cannibals after all. Take a listen.
A lot of questions.
Can we just see the cannibal tab in your book?
Cannibals? There's no cannibal tab. What are you talking about? Is that what you're asking me about?
Can you fit us in?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'll just, and I think we shared this with some of you, so I'm just going to kind of repeat. Look, you saw the president. He was incredibly proud of his uncle's service in uniform. You saw him at the war memorial. It was incredibly emotional and important to him. You saw him respond to all of you when asked about the moment yesterday. And his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. The president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we send to war and to take care of them and their families when they come home. And as he reiterated that the last thing American veterans are suckers or losers, and he wanted to make that clear. He wanted to make
a story.
Look, I don't have anything beyond about what I just laid out, but it was a really proud moment for him. It was incredibly emotional. I think some of your colleagues, as you know, Zeke, were there, and they got to witness the president pray at the war memorial, look for his uncle's name, honor him, and I think we can't forget that moment, and we cannot also forget what it means to be a commander in chief, what it means to lift up our service members, what it means to make sure that we respect their service, and he made that contract very clear as to what we saw from the former president.
So the plane crashed, and he wasn't eaten by cannibals. But and also the story about Trump calling them losers has been debunked so many times. They keep doubling down on this, and it's just ridiculous. But the good news is that his uncle was not eaten by cannibals, because that would not be fun. I'm just saying, that's not a way I want to go. I don't think anybody wants to go out that way. You know, if you're thinking about all the ways you can go, eaten by cannibals is the last. I don't know. Do they kill you first and then eat you? I guess so, right?
I would hope.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what type of cannibals.
Yeah.
Some like
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, because Lecter would just eat his, like, alive. He would just eat them while they were still alive, I think, right?
Right, yeah.
But he would cook the organs, because he would do the liver with the fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Ugh.
But I would just think, I mean, for me personally, they're like, okay, you got to pick out how you're going to die. And I would say, can I just pick anything other than getting eaten by cannibals? And kill me any other way. Yeah. I'd even take the thing that they did in the movie The Hitchhiker with Rucker Hauer, where they tie you to two trucks and the trucks pull apart. I'd take that over getting by cannibals, you know?
I think I'd prefer the cannibals.
You do?
I think. I mean, look, both of those, very bottom of the list, no yeah. doubt. But yeah. I feel like at least with the cannibal, you know, my body's being used for something.
I don't know. The trucks, there'd be that split second where, it'd crack your back really nicely.
That's right.
And it'd feel
yes.
good in that one split second yeah. before you get torn apart.
Yeah, it's really like the ultimate chiropractor, yeah. you know? Yeah. And then you're dead after that. But the cannibal, the other problem with the cannibal, too, is I don't want to be fat shamed. Like, if they're all like, oh, look at this, like a buffet. That would make me feel bad in my final moments. They're like, look at this chubby Italian. Look at him. Dig in. Come on, guys. It's all you can eat night tonight around the fire pit. Like, come on. You're about to kill me and eat me, and you're fat shame me, too. Like, this is how I'm going to go out.
That's a good point.
You see?
It's a very good point. I wasn't thinking. You're right.
Yeah. And then the other part is, too, is that if they're going to eat me, I'm told the liver is the tastiest organ from the cannibals that I've surveyed. My liver is as hard as a rock at this point, and I don't want to feel rejected upon my death either. You know, like, this liver is basically eating a big, giant pothole, you know?
You're low-grade human meat.
Yeah, I don't want to have that. You know, they're like, feed him to the animals. Yeah, that would be terrible.
You're definitely not like one of the prime cuts.
No, I'm not. I'm not, the heartland beef or whatever it is that Opelka gave me.
You're
definitely
like
not that.
I think Select's the...
Select cuts. Yeah. Select cannibal cuts. I believe there is an Omaha Steaks for cannibals. I have to double check my facts on that. I could be wrong. Here's one of the... let's see here now. Let's... I had another clip I wanted to get to. Oh, yes. Yeah, I meant to get to this yesterday, and I wanted to. The NPR CEO, who says a reverence for the truth might be getting in the way of getting things done. Now, she's out now, right, Matt? They fired her, I believe.
No, she's still employed.
She's still the CEO of NPR?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
I think the individual that left was the whistleblower. So he was suspended, and then he got disgusted and then resigned. But as far as I know, Catherine Marr is still the CEO of NPR, even after all this nonsense.
Even after all this, we have this whistleblower come out and say they have a left agenda, and they're trying to tell their listeners what to think and how to think. She's still the CEO, and she hates the First Amendment. Free speech gets in the way. This is your taxpayer dollars at work, kids. Cut 13.
That perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
That's a problem. Sid says they'll get drunk from my liver. Thank you, Sid. I appreciate that. I don't know. I'm really now nervous about getting eaten by a cannibal. Oh, yeah, there are a bunch of, her past tweets. She had a very anti-Trump tweets. I saw that. I saw that article about that. She's a disgrace. I mean, she really is. She's a disgrace, officially. I mean, she's out. Oh, and the other story I wanted to mention is Prince Harry. I hate the royal family, but he's officially now denounced them. He's renounced his British residency, and he's listed the United States as his new country.
No, he's one of us. He's an American now.
So I guess I like Harry and I mean Harry and Meghan, you know, they're very, very, they don't like a lot of attention, so that's why they're only doing a podcast, and they do, you know, a lot of interviews, and they do things like this that totally gets worldwide news attention, but they really want their privacy to be respected, please. But yeah, I guess he's out. So he's now an American. What kind of American are you? The former British kind, the former British royal kind.
So do we,
you know, that guy's whipped, right? I mean, you give up being a prince, you are whipped. There's no way around it.
Yeah, and he had a royal house, I believe, as well, that Queen Elizabeth had given to the two of them after their marriage, and they had to forfeit that, so no giant mansion in England any longer. He's got no ties to England whatsoever, apparently.
Good for him. Good for him.
So do we like him now? He's American? He renounced the royal family?
He's all right with me, even though he's definitely whipped. He's all right with me. If he hates the royals as much as I do, he's okay in my book. Harry, you come on over and have a beer with me, unless you're a cannibal.
Get him on the show.
Let's get him on. We can share our hatred of the royals. Harry, you and I have a lot more in common than you think, buddy. All right. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that there's now a bill in Colorado to protect your neural data, which is your thoughts. The fact that we even have to do this is insane. But it'll lead into what my next subject is, which is how Biden does not want to see a Fourth Amendment right, secured by the Fourth Amendment, where the government has to get a warrant to get your data, And Philadelphia's Law and Order reboot is actually making some attention. It's getting some attention. Wall Street Journal covering this. But again, the problem they identify is District Attorney Larry Krasner. So I'm going to talk more about this a little bit probably tomorrow and the impact of that on the race for Attorney General in Pennsylvania. Because these guys are going to have to override this guy eventually. That's the issue. But the mayor and the new police commissioner, they want to fight crime. And Larry Krasner is standing in their way. But straight ahead, Biden's hatred of the Fourth Amendment intensifies as our fourth and final hour continues. Don't go away.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Sharp. Just keep that word in mind. Sharp. Sharp as a tack. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Sharp. Sharp as a tack. Joe Biden. As sharp as it gets. Keep that in mind. As I play this clip for you from CNN, it's a new campaign commercial from Joe Biden trying to convince everybody that he's sharp. He's sharp as sharp gets. Any sharper, and he would just be cutting walls. A walking thumbtack, he's so sharp. And they had to put this ad out. Now, in politics, you know, if you've got to hang a lantern on your problems, as they say, it means that the problem is real and it's not going away. And for Biden, the idea that he's lost his freaking mind and he's got dementia is not going away. It's not. You can keep trying to pretend like it's going to go away, but it's not going away. So, just like how they try to convince you that the economy is great, just ducky. Just like they try to convince you there's no crisis at the southern border, no invasion going on. Just like they try to convince you that the world is very peaceful, they try to play these little games with you. They're trying to now convince you that Joe Biden is sharp. Ready? And the CNN reaction probably tells you everything you need to know. Here's Dana Bash introducing the ad and then the reaction.
I want you and our viewers to see a brand new ad from the Biden campaign, and the name of the ad is Sharp.
love to tell the story about meeting President Biden, because when you meet him, this guy's as sharp as a knife. They have nothing else to attack, because they can't attack the things that he's doing that are so good for this country. Joe Biden gets things done. That's just who he is.
I mean, that says it all. Again, that is from the Biden campaign, and the name of the ad is Sharp. We're going to have to leave this part of the discussion where it is. Thank you so much. You stick around. Susan, Israel is weighing a response.
They're not going to actually comment on the fact that Joe Biden has to put out an ad called Sharp. Just going to let that one go? Just going to let that go. Just kind of let it. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. No, just that's fine. Let's not have a conversation about why the president of the United States has to put out an ad called Sharp, in which case he's not even speaking in the ad. And there's no audio of him. It's just basically a guy saying how great Joe Biden is. So I keep trying. I mean, keep trying to convince everybody. It's just like inflation. Keep trying to convince everybody the economy's awesome. It's great. We are just loving the economy. Joe Biden opposes, of course, the bill that would keep cops and the feds from buying your data. I've talked a lot about this with you, with Representative Scott Perry. It is the Fourth Amendment is not for sale act. And it would prevent law enforcement and intelligence agencies from purchasing data that they would otherwise need a warrant to obtain. So imagine it like this. You know, every time you go on the internet and you're browsing around, you're buying stuff, all this data is collected on you, and it's for sale. I mean, anybody can buy it. You know, so jean companies buy it, and clothing companies and car companies, they all buy it, and China buys it, and everybody buys it. The question is, can the government buy it? Or does the government need to obtain information about you the old-fashioned way, the constitutional way, by getting a warrant? That's the question. Now, in my opinion, the answer to that is absolutely yes. Because as much as it's annoying when you see pop-up ads, and as much as it's annoying when it seems like you go on, you search for something, and then that follows you around the internet all over the place, as much as that's annoying, at least the people behind that can't come to your home with guns drawn or make your life miserable, or audit you, or just generally make life uncomfortable. There's no pop-up blocker for a weaponized government. You know, there's a pop-up blocker for your browser. There's anonymous browsing. There's incognito mode. There's DuckDuckGo. But there's none of that for the government. You can't keep them out of your life. So H.R. 4639, which is known as the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act, expands prohibited disclosures of stored electronic communications to include purchases of data by law enforcement and intelligence agencies. It was introduced in 2021 by Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon, Democrat, Rand Paul of Kentucky, Republican, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Democrat, and Mike Lee of Utah, Republican. Doesn't get more bipartisan than that. On Wednesday, Representative Gerald Nadler, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee and one of the House bill's co-sponsors, affirmed his support on the House floor that anyone should have Americans' private information is highly troubling to me, but that our federal government can obtain it without a warrant should be troubling to all of us. It's rare times that I agree with the waddler, but I do agree with him on this point. And it has broad bipartisan support. Except on Tuesday, the White House announced that the Biden administration strongly opposes the bill. According to a statement of administration policy, the bill, quote, generally would prohibit the intelligence community and law enforcement from obtaining certain commercially available information, subject only to narrow, unworkable exceptions. The Stored Communications Act forbids technology companies from disclosing certain subscriber information, including to the government. But certain types of data, including search histories, credit reports, employment records, and cell phone geolocation data, is commercially available and can be sold by third parties called data brokers. Often this data is purchased by private companies in order to better tailor their ad spending. Now, governments typically need a warrant to access any of that type of information. Even in 2018, the Supreme Court affirmed that in a case called Carpenter v. United States, that the government cannot access a person's cell phone location data without a warrant. Although such records are generated for commercial purposes, wrote Chief Justice John Roberts, that alone did not negate the plaintiff's expectation of privacy. We declined to grant the state unrestricted access to a wireless carrier's database of physical location information. Put simply, come back with a warrant. Even though the information's out there and it's for sale, you're the government, you have to get a warrant before you can get it. That's the intent. That's the intent. Be like, the example would be, I guess, well, imagine like this. I mean, imagine if there's a private establishment and you have to pay to be a member there. And the government buys a membership so that they can go in there and spy on you, but they don't have a warrant. And would that be okay? No, of course not. I mean, unless there's a warrant for them to go undercover into that establishment, the answer would be no. That would be an unlawful search. It's the same thing here. They, just because the data is for sale, just because the membership to that club is for sale, doesn't give the government the right to purchase it and skip the judicial system, skip the courts, and just go right in. No, it's like, well, we have a probable cause to believe that at that private club there's drug sales going on. All right, well, you go to a judge, you get a warrant, you send in an undercover cop, and he goes in there and, you know. But if cop just walks up and purchases a membership and then goes in there and then he observes all this illegal activity, but it was coordinated, not just like he was there and he observed it, but this was something that was done deliberately. You know, we're going to buy a membership to this club to surveil it, but they never bothered to get a warrant. That would be very problematic in court. It's not like they just happened to observe illegal activity. They purposely went looking for it. Same thing here. But in both instances, you have to go before a judge and explain the probable cause and get a warrant to then conduct the search or the surveillance activities. It's not that complicated. You see something going down in real time, obviously, that doesn't require a warrant. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about when you're planning, because buying people's cell phone data or your browsing history data or anything requires intent. It requires the government coordinating to figure this out. But instead of honoring that decision, law enforcement and intelligence agencies just started buying the information from data brokers instead. The National Security Agency buys people's internet metadata, and agencies within the Department of Homeland Security, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection, purchase cell phone location data. Even agencies without an explicit law enforcement mandate have gotten in on the fun. One example, the CDC. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention paid $420,000 for cell phone data, ready, in order to monitor compliance with COVID-19 lockdown measures. That's right. That's right. Did you know that? CDC tracked millions of phones to see if Americans followed COVID lockdown orders. This story came out in 2022. Newly released documents show the CDC planned to use phone location data to monitor schools and churches and wanted to use the data for many non-COVID-19 purposes as well. So you see, immediately, I know there's a tendency for some people on the conservative side of the aisle, whenever they hear law enforcement or the T word, terrorism, or the C word, children, to think, fine, let the government do it. If I've done nothing wrong, I've got nothing to fear. And you see, the government will always try to convince you that this, give up your liberty and surrender the Constitution, sacrifice the Fourth Amendment for your own good, and we'll keep you safe from getting blown up by a terrorist. We'll keep your kids safe from doing the Tide Pod Challenge. Well, whatever it is, however they manipulate you. Only then you come to find out that they're tracking you and monitoring you because you went to church during COVID. You come to find out they're tracking you and monitoring you because you bought a Cabela's fishing hat. See, if even on the one hand, you think to yourself, oh yeah, you know what? The Border Patrol should be able to buy this data because we got to track down illegal immigrants. But the problem is that once you open the door to this, every agency wants the ability to do it for their own purposes. And then suddenly it's going to absolutely slam right into something that you have a problem with them tracking, meaning your movements specifically. And the CDC purchased access to location data harvested from tens of millions of phones in the United States to perform analysis of compliance with curfews, track patterns of people visiting K-12 schools, and specifically monitor the effectiveness of policy in the Navajo Nation. The documents also show that although the CDC used COVID-19 as a reason to buy access to the data more quickly, it intended to use it for more general CDC purposes. They wanted to follow trends that emerged from the movements of groups of people. The documents reveal the expansive plan the CDC had last year to use location data from a highly controversial data broker, Safegraph. The company, the CDC, paid $420,000 for access to 1 year of data, includes Peter Thiel and the former head of Saudi intelligence among its investors. Safegraph. And the CDC paid them $420,000. Google banned the company from their Play Store. This is a little bit of their advertisement. Do you work in the location data industry? We'd love to hear from you using a non-work phone or computer. You can contact Joseph Cox securely on Signal, Wicker, OTR chat, blah, blah, blah. The CDC used the data for monitoring curfews, with the documents saying that Safegraph's data has been critical for ongoing response efforts, such as hourly monitoring of activity in curfew zones or detailed counts of visits to participating pharmacies for vaccine monitoring. All right, I got more on this for you in just a moment, but there's a lot. We got a lot to get to. Zach Edwards, a cybersecurity researcher who closely follows the data marketplace, told Motherboard in an online chat after reviewing the documents, the CDC seems to have purposely created an open-ended list of use cases, which included monitoring curfews, neighbor-to-neighbor visits, visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies, and also a variety of analysis with this data specifically focused on violence and places of worship and churches. A long list of what the CDC describes as 21 different potential CDC use cases for data that they purchased from third parties. Track patterns of those visiting K-12 schools by the school and compare to 2019. Compare with EPI metrics. I mean, this is your government spying on you without a warrant. Examination of the correlation of mobility pattern data and rise in COVID-19 cases. Movement restrictions, border closures, interregionals, and curfews to show compliance. Examination of the effectiveness of public policy on the Navajo Nation. At the start of the pandemic, cell phone location data was seen as a potentially useful tool. Multiple media organizations, including the New York Times, used location data provided by companies in the industry to show where people were traveling to once lockdown, to travel where people were traveling to once lockdown started to lift, or highlight that poorer communities were unable to shelter in place as much as richer ones. COVID-19 pandemic as a whole has been a flashpoint in a broader culture war. And so then they were spying on you and the cell phone data location. And there's 21 different examples of how the CDC was tracking you with this. And the Biden administration opposes this. All right, more on this in just a moment. But I got to tell you, you know, Natural Lawn of America is going to help you get that green, beautiful lawn that you want and you deserve. Because Natural Lawn of America is the safer, more natural way to take care of your lawn and to make sure it is green and beautiful and lush. And the reason why I love Natural Lawn of America is that it's customized for your lawn. So the technician came to my house and he made a detailed plan of exactly what he was going to do to our lawn and why, and you know, the weeds that we have and how he was going to handle the grass. And that's different from my neighbors, because Natural Lawn does not use a cookie cutter approach. Everything the technician does is customized to your lawn. Now, right now they have an amazing offer, free seeding for your lawn every year. Every year, they'll seed your lawn for free with their full service program. But it expires at the end of this month. So all you got to do right now is reach out to Natural Lawn of America by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED or naturallawn.com. I've been using Natural Lawn of America for years. They're locally owned right here in PA and New Jersey. That's important to me. It's a local company that takes the time to make sure that you have a greener lawn that is safer for your family and pets, that is the envy of the neighborhood, and you are happy. And take advantage of the free seeding, 1-800-FREE-SEED. My lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I'll tell you, I love the Allman Brothers, and it is a shame. It really is the loss today of such a talented musician. Dickie Betts, such an absolute loss, no doubt about it. And I don't know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's a bummer. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the Allman Brothers songs that Henry has played throughout the show today. Anyway, I want to just finish with this before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin. I really have a problem with this. Our government is buying data on us and using it to track us to see if we comply like good little boys and girls with COVID lockdowns. Make sure we don't go to church. We don't go to our friends' houses. See if we're letting our kids go to playgrounds. The CDC tracking us. So again, I keep saying this. You know, the government knows how to push our buttons. Like the Biden White House, the same thing with the Section 702 of FISA. You're going to get blown up by a terrorist. And then meanwhile, they use it to infiltrate a presidential campaign. They spy on American citizens. They will always abuse whatever power you give them. Anytime, this has been the Zioli axiom since 2010. So if you've been part of the Army since then, you know. And by the way, we are welcoming new listeners to the show every day. So thank you for that. It's an honor. It truly is. I have said for years, if you sacrifice your liberty, if you give up the Bill of Rights for this false promise of safety, whatever power you give them, they will weaponize it and use it for political purposes every time. And we see that every time, and yet we just don't learn the lesson. Now, the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act would ban these transactions. Customer and subscriber records obtained without a warrant would be prohibited. The bill prohibits law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies from obtaining the records or information from a third party in exchange for anything of value. Cannot purchase them. It further prohibits other government agencies from sharing that information and prevents the records from being used in any trial, hearing, or proceeding. Again, as Reason.com points out, this should not be controversial. The Fourth Amendment requires law enforcement to get a warrant based upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation before searching one's persons, houses, papers, and effects. Biden's opposition to the bill is disappointing. They write a January 2022 report by the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, found that, quote, today, in a way that far fewer Americans seem to understand, and even fewer of them can avoid, the type of data at issue includes information on nearly everyone that is of a type and level of sensitivity that historically could have been obtained, if at all, only through targeted and predicated collection. And that could be used to cause harm to an individual's reputation, emotional well-being, or physical safety. The intelligence community, therefore, needs to develop more refined approaches to commercially available information, is what the report found. Or it should just stop collecting them. Now, again, you know, of the mindset of the, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to fear. Think about a pandemic lockdown and stay-at-home orders. You violated those stay-at-home orders. You went for a walk. You went to the store. Whatever. You did something you were not supposed to do. Whatever it is. You had more than 10 people at your house. And the government purchases cell phone location data to figure that out and then goes and arrests you because they know that you had 12 people at your house. Because there were 12 cell phones all in the same room. You didn't comply with the vaccine mandate. And they know that because they couldn't track you going to a pharmacy or to a vaccine distribution site. So now they are not allowing you to go to places because they have not tracked you going to those vaccine distribution channels. See, this is the kind of scary stuff that could happen. Or they track you and your purchases, which they're doing, their credit card statements, and they now have come up with an algorithm that figures out if you buy the following things: guns, Bibles, Cabela's fishing hats, zip ties, which, by the way, zip ties, I buy them at Home Depot. I wrap cords in them. But, you know, zip ties could be a terrorist, and you have a Bible and a gun and a Cabela's fishing hat and also a MAGA hat. Those five criteria, we purchase all your data, we put it into a thing, and we come up with them, we follow you and track you, and we know. Does that sound like America to you? Of course not. It's dystopian is what it is, and it will lead to a time where anyone who thought this was a good idea will turn around and regret it, just like we all regret now the Patriot Act. You know, we have all learned our lesson, right? And the Biden White House wants this power because I told you, power wants more power. Power never wants to give up power. Power never turns around and goes, you know what, I got too much of this. It always tries to get more. Biden loves the surveillance state. He loves it. They love the ability to be able to spy on you, get your data without having to go before a judge and get a warrant. They love it. Why would Joe Biden's CDC, why would they want to lose this right to be able to track you. First of all, they don't have the right to track you. That's number one. I should change my words. The ability to track you. They don't have a right to track you. Knowing where you're going to school, knowing all these things and this 21 criteria that the CDC had as they were purchasing your data on the internet, implementation of and cancellation of community mitigation measures and its impact on case and fatality rates, impact of state limitations on close person-to-person contacts outside the household, comparing gathering density, the effect of large-scale anti-contagion policies, analysis of bar and restaurant closure data set. Oh, so there's a great idea. You have a bar or restaurant. It's not supposed to be open, but the owner lets some friends in. It's his place, his private establishment. Let some people in. Now the government buys the data, figures out that there were people in the inside there, and now they go in there and they take away the guy's liquor license. They had no reason to believe anyone was there, but when they went and looked at the data in hindsight, they're now going back and finding that you committed a crime by looking at the data, and now they're going to punish you for something. So they basically realize that anything you do, the government can go back in time and look at your actions and see if you violated one of their many, many edicts. Track patterns of those visiting K through 12 schools. Hotspot detection. Counties with more mobile residents more likely to be detected as hotspot counties. Prediction of hotspot counties due to the influx of people from nearby hotspots. CDC, shelter-in-place orders to monitor compliance with shelter-in-place orders, social distancing measures, mass gatherings, public transit stations, major destinations, movement restrictions, and movement restriction monitoring. This is the federal government buying this third-party data and using it now to track us and monitor us and spy on us, and then go back and punish us for the actions that we took that at the time they had nothing, no knowledge about. So there was they had no reason to suspect we did anything wrong, so there was no need to get a warrant. But now they've discovered that we've done something wrong, so they can go back using that information and now charge us with something. I don't know. Sounds to me like something they would do in China or North Korea or any other place, but not this country. Certainly not. Hell no. Get a warrant. You got a reason to believe I did something wrong? Get a warrant. Get a warrant. Get a warrant. All right, listen, before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, I am so grateful to the great work of Cooper University Healthcare, South Jersey's leading academic health system. Cooper is the best. Committed, compassionate, and complete. Cooper does amazing work. Like, for example, the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper. Saving lives. Changing the game on cancer. World-class research right here at Cooper. The MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper. Cooper has over 100 locations throughout our region, and they're expanding every day with more than 75 specialties, including advanced surgical care. And you know, baby Reagan turned 4 this week. She was born at Cooper Hospital. I had my surgery, my diverticulitis surgery at Cooper Hospital. I get my allergy shots through Cooper. Our primary care doctors are Cooper. And Cooper Urgent Care Centers are also outstanding because you'll see the very same level 1 trauma center emergency room doctors and nurses for everyday life urgent care needs. That's what's amazing about that. You're going to see the best of the best for life's everyday urgent care needs. And the Cooper Neurological Institute is changing the game when it comes to strokes. Changing the game. I mean, giving people their life back. So for an appointment, call 1-800-8-COOPER or go to cooperhealth.org. cooperhealth.org. Remember, the entire Zioli family trusts our health to Cooper, and you should too. cooperhealth.org.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.